name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Dear saints, as we just sang of the heavenly Jerusalem, the joy that awaits you there, I know not, oh, I know not what joys await us there, and in mercy, Jesus, bring us to that dear land of rest. You are with God the Father and Spirit ever blessed. Dear saints, a bit of a reading from our epistle again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Now concerning the times and the season, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. A thief deprives you of more than things. A thief deprives you of assurance of security and privacy. A thief violates you and what belongs to you. That was my window. You had no right to break it. That's my money. You had no right to take it. This is my home. I didn't invite you in. All of the sudden, things that seem to be in your control, there is peace and security, seem quite out of your control. And this violation also happens in abusive or hurtful relationships. When you have been betrayed, a sudden death of someone you love, or any things that perhaps have hurt you that have come as a surprise. As the church year ends today, our Lord, who will come like a thief in the night, comes to you right now to prepare you, so that you may know that you are not in darkness, brothers and sisters, for that day to surprise you like a thief. And our Lord Jesus comes into your midst to take something away from you. He wants to take away your false sense of security. Don't get too secure with your stuff, with your money, with your health, with your family, your life, or this world. That seems kind of mean of them, doesn't it? But far from it. Our Lord wants to take away the false sense of security all that much more so he can give you a true sense of security, that you may rest secure in his promises, that you may know that you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. You are in the light. Jesus gives you the light. Jesus is your light. Jesus and his promises are secure. He's coming. He really is. The bridegroom comes out and brings the wise into the beautiful, eternal wedding feast. And our cry will be, here he is, finally. Come out to meet him. And he'll call back, be glad and rejoice. The former things that caused you distress will be remembered no more. Isn't that fantastic? It's not as if they'll be gone, but they won't be remembered. That is an amazing sense of relief, something that you can't get here in this life. The pressures and the hardships, they can be relieved a bit, but you'll still remember them. And you'll still have a sense of dread that they're going to happen again, but they will be remembered no more. No more shall be the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. There shall be no hurt or destruction. We hear about the end for quite a practical reason. We are rather forgetful people. We are rather foolish people. Last week, we heard in our Old Testament lesson how Moses, as he went up the mountain, there was a delay. And the Lord was giving Moses on Mount Sinai his holy Ten Commands, his word written with his very finger on the stone, but there was a delay. And because of this delay, the people made a false god. They started to worship the thing that didn't bring them out, but they said, "This is my salvation. This is my peace. This is my security." This is all after the plagues and the signs and the parting of the Red Sea. This is all after they have no reason to forget these things. You have no reason to forget these things. But you say the creed over and over again, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. You say it over and over again because once you stop saying it, you might soon stop believing it. We are rather foolish and forgetful people, and our Lord is delayed. His promises are right here, and he delivers so many promises right here, right now. Peace, forgiveness, joy and hope planted into you right now. You don't have to wait for that. But so many other promises, there is a delay. A happy reunion in heaven for those that you no longer see and hear. No more pain. No more crying. That is a promise, but it is a delay. And our Lord prepares us for that delay. All 10 of the virgins slept. It wasn't as if the 5 wise ones stayed awake and the 5 foolish ones fell asleep. All 10 slept. All 10 became drowsy. All 10 were weak. All 10 were foolish. All ten sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And so, you too. There is no difference in holiness of living, not a whole lot of difference. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But the wise ones were prepared for the delay. They said the creed. They knew they were foolish. They knew they were forgetful. They knew they needed oil. They knew they needed our Lord Jesus and his precious promises, so they could wait as those precious promises were delayed in their fulfillment. So here again, this wonderful, precious promise. God has not destined you for wrath. That's in our epistle, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. God has not destined you for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. God has not destined you for wrath, though your sins deserve his wrath. Though we all have become drowsy and slept, though we all have worshipped the wrong gods because of the delay, God has not destined you for wrath. Though you are disciplined as the loving Father placed burdens and punishments upon you, God has not destined you for wrath. Though your body and your life can sometimes preach rather loudly that God has destined you for wrath, Jesus preaches all that much more louder and all that much more clear with a word that you do need written, so that you can go back to it over and over again with a creed that promises life everlasting, a clear word. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, so that whether we are away or at sleep, at home, at work, with those that we love or with those that are rather hard to love, we might live with him. God has given you this word, this precious word. And we are rather forgetful people. We. That means you, and that also means the person right next to you. Rather forgetful and foolish people we are sometimes. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Build one another up with these words. Encourage one another in the faith, the true things in which there is a delay in the first fruits of all that we wait. Build one another up in hope. Build one another up in love. You know the end. You know how it's going to end. Encourage one another with these words in the secure stuff, in the stuff that the thieves cannot take away. Thieves deprive us of more than things. They deprive us of security by violating our space. And our Lord Jesus Christ came into our space. It was his space. It's his space much more than it's your space. And he came into it and he died next to a thief. And that thief confessed that he was getting the justice that he deserved. And our Lord promised him mercy. Today, you will be with me in paradise. His life was being taken away. He was full of shame in front of so many people. He had so much taken away from him that day. But the most important thing was that his sins were taken away. Our Lord, like a thief, takes away things from you, like your sin. They belong to him. He died for them. He's risen again. They aren't on him, and they aren't on you. Our Lord Jesus takes things away from you. Perhaps you didn't exactly invite him in. Perhaps you think they belong to you, but they don't. Your sins are forgiven. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Our Lord takes things away from you, like your anger and your worry and the fear that you have for yourself and for your family. Those don't belong to you either. When you pray, you practice. You practice putting those things in his hands. You practice saying, hey, these don't belong to me. I think they're better in your hands, dear God. And that's where I belong too. I'm secure there. My family is secure there. This world is secure there. It's just better there. In Jesus' name, amen.